At one time, long ago, whalers from Alaska, Massachusetts, and Hawaii all worked together off Alaska's shores. Now their descendants in all those regions are working to blend three or more different cultures in a unique theater production that will have its first run at Anchorage's Alaska Native Heritage Center this weekend. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has more.
Is it throwing you off?
I have a cue. It's throwing me off.
Okay. So do you want just like a... No real words.
Actress Allison Akachuk-Warden tends to some last-minute details during the final dress rehearsal of a performing arts showcase with the working title Celebration, Song, Dance, and Story. The production will have its initial run this weekend at the Alaska Native Heritage Center's first Native Theater Festival. Then it heads to the North Slope for a three-day run. After that, Hawaii, Mississippi, and Massachusetts beckon. Ed Bourgeois is tour manager for the production.
We all came together in October and during the course of a week put together a piece. So there are contributions from all the artists. They have their own songs and dances and stories. And then Tao Dance Theater in Honolulu, Hawaii. Tao is also the name of the director. He came over, all the artists convened and met. And then during the course of the week, he has a process of developing a piece out of everyone's story.
The production is the latest offering of a collaborative effort sponsored by the Federal Education Through Cultural and Historical Organizations Program, or ECHO, which uses Department of Education funds for cultural exchange programs. Each of the actors in the production is sponsored by a regional museum.
Originally, it was a collaboration of three basic institutions, the Alaskans, Hawaiians, and New Bedford. And it was all around whaling. And whaling involved all of these three cultures. A lot of people don't know that the New Bedford whalers had deckhands that were Alaska Native, and they would spend part of the time in Alaska and then go down to Hawaii, and they had Hawaiian deckhands, and all the trade between all of those areas based in the whaling trade. And then it just sort of grew over time. And so we brought in more indigenous cultures that were interested.
The recent Choctaw connection explains the Mississippi leg of the tour. Stephen Blanchett represents the Alaska Native Heritage Center in the ensemble piece. Fairbanks-raised Allison Warden represents the Inupiaq Heritage Center in Barrow.
Well, we have Inupiaq, which is myself. I'm representing the Inupiaq Heritage Center in the North Slope Borough. And we have a Wampanoag from Massachusetts. I haven't been to their land yet. We have someone from Hawaii. We have a Portuguese fisherman representing. We all represent different museums.
Warden has acted for 20 years, getting her first stage experience with Perseverance Theater in Juneau. She says for this production, she must stay in character as an Inupiaq woman.
I'm representing my whole people. I was chosen by the North Slope Borough and the Inupiaq Heritage Center to be a representative of the Inupiaq people, so I need to be very mindful of that in everything that we do on stage.
After a series of school performances in Anchorage, the play travels to Barrow, Kaktovik, and Anaktuvik Pass during its North Slope run. The production can be seen by Anchorage general audiences on Saturday at the Alaska Native Heritage Center. I'm Ellen Lockyer.
Whoa.